My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. He's also the head now of Stand Up America. General Vallely has been a military expert we've relied on since before 9/11, and he's certainly been one of the folks we've drawn on most to discuss the various developments related to the war in Iraq. On Friday, of course, President Obama announced that as of the end of this year, all U.S. forces would be out of Iraq, including trainers, since there was no agreement made security-wise and prosecution-wise with the Iraqis on that front. So what will that mean? What has been accomplished? And what does he expect to happen in the months ahead? General, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, Greg, happy to be with you again.
Well, you and I certainly talked a lot in the build-up to Iraq as the major combat operations unfolded, and then, of course, as so many different challenges came up over the ensuing years, finally the surge, and now this plan that the Bush administration actually laid out and the Obama administration has followed very closely is about to come to completion. Some folks, including some commanders in Iraq, had wanted several thousand troops to stay on for transitional and training purposes. That's not going to happen. So what do you make of the fact that everybody's going to be out by the end of the year?
Well, I think there's several factors here, Greg. The first one is there is no clear victory in Iraq for us anymore. With the surging, I would say, influence of Iran on the Shias, we know that General Suleiman, the head of the Quds Force for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, has been networking all the Shias south of Baghdad area primarily. Maliki has even lent support to Ahmadinejad in Iran. So they're becoming very cozy over there. The second point is that they were going to leave 3,000 over there as trainers, which in my opinion would have been absolute suicide. It would have been like the bombing of the building there in Beirut airport where we lost 241 Marines. Now, if we left 3,000 over there in a very delicate area, an area that's still not secure, I think that would be insane to do. So it's better to withdraw them all out of there than to leave 3,000. So I don't agree with some of the generals that that would be a good idea. We can deploy to the lily pad strategy, deploy the forces to better areas where we can launch against direct threats to the United States. And that's what we need to do as a new forward strategy, if that makes sense. And then the third point is that this administration doesn't really have a forward strategy of dealing with the Middle East. That's a critical situation right now. But we do need the generals and admirals to stand up and go to a new forward-looking strategy, in my opinion.
General, you brought up a couple of important points there, and the one I want to follow up on first is your contention that we haven't actually won in Iraq, and you believe that's because of the increasing Iranian influence with this new Iraqi government. Talk a little more about what's happening there and what you're worried about most.
Just look at the growing influence of Iran on everything that happens in the Middle East. The tie-in even with the Muslim Brotherhood, with Al-Qaeda, that Iran's mission over there is to destroy and eliminate Israel, and their next target is the United States. And so they're flexing their muscles by putting some of their fleet ships now through the Red Sea into the Mediterranean, out into the Atlantic Ocean. They're continuing dominance of the Middle East with a threat last week that they could, in fact, take out and invade Saudi Arabia without a problem. This was the foreign minister. So they're flexing their muscles, and still the United States, after decades, have done nothing against Iran. And, of course, we have to realize Iran has been responsible for many of the deaths due to the influx of IEDs that were produced and manufactured in Iran. And so they've been directly and indirectly attacking U.S. forces for decades, and now particularly in Iraq and Afghanistan. So unless you're going to deal with Iran over there, there's no sense of keeping any forces in the Middle East. And we can certainly do what we have to against Iran from what I call the lily pads.
What do you suspect will happen in the ensuing months or maybe even a couple of years once U.S. troops are gone in Iraq as a result of its relationship with Iran or other factors already inside the country?
Well, I think the areas to look at are southern Lebanon with the strengthening of the Hezbollah forces vis-a-vis Assad coming down in Syria. I think he'll be the next leader to come down. But that is a big blow to Iran as well, because Syria and the Hezbollah are certainly the proxy forces for Ahmadinejad in Iran. So the next chess move over there is to watch what happens in Syria, and then what continues to happen in Egypt, and then likewise in Libya. So it's better from our standpoint, let them work it out over there. Let them determine their own fate over there, if you may. And we will watch with good intelligence from the outside. And if there's any direct threats against America, then we will take action.
General, you mentioned that the United States, in your opinion, does not have a coherent policy specifically towards Iran, but you also mentioned the entire Middle East. If you could advise this administration, what would you tell them on those two fronts?
Number one, I would never say I'm withdrawing forces. A general never says that, or a commander-in-chief. You reposition the forces for today and tomorrow. And that's what we have to do with the fleets, as well as our other armed forces. And we operate from a new forward strategy, which uses these established lily pads. For example, our aircraft carrier groups, 8 to 12 ships, are lily pads unto themselves. But like I was told years ago by a very credible Lebanese colonel, he says, make sure you don't put extended bases into the Middle East, because it's nothing but a giant sponge that will soak up all the human and financial resources you put in there, and you'll get nothing out of it. He told me this in 2002, and that's what's come to pass. There are no victories in Afghanistan, and that's why we need the generals and admirals to stand up to this administration, reposition the forces for today and tomorrow.
General, very interesting. As always, we appreciate your thoughts. I'm sure we'll be looking for them again as this all unfolds here in the next coming months. Appreciate it.
Okay, Greg. Take care.
Retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely, now head of Stand Up America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.